Blog Talk Radio.
Gideon!
This is how we preach and found something straight out of the challenge.
Yeah. Come, we tell them this time.
This life is crazy.
Every time.
And you never know. You should know.
Everything that I have said. I've seen many situations. I had to avoid their illusion. Now getting caught in their confusion. Escaping this mental invasion. I've seen many situations. I had to avoid their illusion. Now getting caught in their confusion. Lest a man escape this invasion. Seems as if you're right. So why should I fight? Just to prove the point at this time. That there is pride behind all this pride. Cause I said to see what's wrong from what's right.
Yeah.
And it is so hard to express my feelings. Oh Lord, about the misconceptions some are teaching. Oh Lord, Lord, Lord. Can't you see the prophecies revealing? Oh Lord, well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh Lord, help us now that segregation is rising.
Short mind, evil see them as so.
Frustration turns most friends into foe. Working day and night trying to overthrow.
To counsel together, plot against a brother.
Robbing a barrel who is the mind of a hero.
Why?
He has to make the wicked case a turn rock flow. Oh, the wicked case a turn rock flow. It seems as if you're right. So why should I fight? Just to prove a point at this time. See that there is pride behind all this fight. Cause I first should see what's wrong from what's right. Yet it be so hard to express my feelings. Oh yeah, oh yeah. About the misconceptions of my teaching. Oh boy, boy. Hey, can't you see prophecies revealing?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh Lord, help us now that segregation.
When something learn them and teach, then no way I'm gonna reach. Ignorance of the fool, yes, yes, no one speak. Oh, eating the people, let my straight out of sin. Everyone feed themselves, but please, man, I see. Oh, it's not the glory, the earth to the meek. Hey, hey, if I laugh, I weak. Oh, harvest time, how when them are gonna reap. You think the judge are dead, but see my life, man, I see.
Yeah.
We all got to reap what we sow.
We sow.
Man up to reap what we sow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man up to. I say now.
You know it's Penthouse Gideon music once again. Yeah. Push up, you know.
Hello. Welcome to the Chef Rob Show. I'm your host here, Chef Rob at Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to spend this greater part of this, maybe first part of my show, just playing a couple of tracks and playing a little music. I'm waiting for a couple of my buddies to call in, and they seem to have some obligations going right now, so hey, I'm not gonna push them too much, man. They deserve to do that. So, with that being said, I'm a lover of reggae music. Let me tell you some Jimmy and Travis and Tyrus Riley.
Yo! Bless the love and greeting.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Here comes the musical thing called Bring Your Queen, I like your machine. Oh yeah. Here comes the musical thing called Bring Your Queen, I like your machine. Oh yeah. But a wee boo, but a wee boo, but a wee boo, yeah, yeah. Oh. Hey. I love the vibes, I know the rhythm of joy. But men are coming at the dance shop. Music is all we got. Now we must defend it.
Dance no need no war.
Man and woman to fall.
Everyone is a star.
Making life on Mamma Mia.
Dance the people say.
Yes, it's clear everyone's gathering. All the girls and dress, yeah. And everyone that come express themselves.
Them dress to impress.
One black love, one Africanness. Well, I say pull up, the music gonna speak, but check the message that I got. In the musical thing, I bring your queen, I lock your block. And the truth and the nuts to us so chat.
Dance, don't need no one.
Man and woman for fire.
Mamma Mia, the people's church.
Yes, it's where everyone's gathering.
We go for them.
I just love. I know the rhythm of charm. And Taxi Gang is under your dark. Yes,
Rory has the control power. Hear them driven every hour.
Dance on, don't need no one. Man and woman to fight.
Everyone is a star.
Locking up on Mamma Mia.
Dance on, the people's church.
It's real. I just love
so everyone, everyone,
rock on for me.
Everyone, everyone,
leave the machine.
Everyone, everyone,
bring in your queen.
Everyone, everyone,
music to me.
Everyone, everyone,
must come together.
Everyone, everyone,
love myself.
Everyone, everyone,
the sweetest sweet relief that. The music hard, but look at the message that I got. Into the music I sing, I bring the queen a lot of clock. The truth, man, the duck, and the sewer's a duck. The blacks are in the building, and we rule it in top. And when we come, my dance, I know we're not the top. And love is in the heart, I tell you, joy is what we got. And I, the car, and I, the car, if you tell you that.
My opinion. 9/11, big fat fucking lies, some bullshit, you know, and they just using that to go ahead and just get richer and keep people scared and afraid and all that old bullshit, man. Come on. Let's knock it off. People need to wake the fuck up with that bullshit. It's a lie. It's fake. You know, you only saw two planes that day. And all this time, people just go ahead giving in to that shit, man. You need to be questioning these people. Somebody need to go to jail for that whole fucking thing. So, after I saw the the other two planes hit, well, the two planes that hit the World Trade Center. And then you got two other planes that went down. The crazy part about it is people to this day still don't want to question that shit. And it's amazing to me why people don't want to question it and go in deep and go in hard on it. I heard one dumb fucker go ahead and say that, hey, look, a plane hit the Pentagon. The plane that hit the Pentagon disintegrated. This is ridiculous. This past week, I saw something that was disturbing. I wait and go ahead and get my views on the shit. But this past week, now, I'm not questioning whether people died or not. I leave that alone. People did die. But it's the cause of death that disturbs the shit out of me. That's what's bothering me more than any fucking thing. The cause of death. What caused these people's death? And the thing that people don't want to go ahead and question is, hey, look, if that really happened, still could keep on accepting this lie as reality, as fake. It's sad that all them people died, but it was at the hands of pretty much your old fucking government. I don't give a damn if you're a right-winger, left-winger, you know, middle of the road, all that bullshit. And I don't feed into any one of them because neither one of them parties meant me any fucking good. But my thing is this. I've seen planes hit the ground. I've seen planes hit mountains. I've seen planes hit the ocean. And each damn time, there was debris about the fucking place. Now, you've seen a plane hit the buildings, the World Trade Center. But when it came to the Pentagon and that plane that, went, that supposedly went down in Pennsylvania, those were fucking lies. So when you look at that, it leads me to question the other two fucking planes. Now, there were people in the buildings. That's hard. That's sad. That's terrible. But ain't no goddamn way the rest of that other shit happened. That's some bullshit. That being said, keep my music on.
Oh, my girl, you tell me, say you have something to tell me. No, you see me right now, please tell me. You can't deny my love. You can't deny my love. Sexy Aitania, come sing for me.
No man of honesty. Someone's gotta take the lead tonight. Is it gonna be?
Make sure.
I'm gonna sit right here and tell you what comes to me. If you have something to say, you should say right now. You ready?
Whoa.
You give me a feeling that I never felt before. And I deserve.
Baby, tonight of the night, everything up is sealed up. My love is like work hard, we want to wheel up. Tell me how you feel about me or the deal up. Me stand up for my two foot, then me no kneel up. You walk out like so you're heartless. My love is pure careless. You tell me to your ex man, where are the box? So what the hell you want with Charlie Black? Please tell me. Charlie to the PLACK. Introducing sexy Hi Tanya.
Oh, welcome back to the Chef Rob Show. You know, something else bugs me. You know, they had a manifest for those all those planes. You know, what really happened to those people? That is a good question, though. And it's kind of legit. But, you know, a plane that's damn near 125 feet across makes a hole about a good 30-something, 40 feet. Just don't make no damn sense. You can say what you want, all that other bullshit. But that don't ride with me. That don't fly with me. Like I said, I saw planes hit mountains. I saw planes hit the ocean. And I saw something left of the plane. So I just don't see that shit was, you know, I've seen it. That them other two planes make me question the first two planes. So, and what they've done with this whole thing is just going ahead and creating this whole dome of fear, scaring people so they can do all kinds of other shit. That's why this NSA thing is even tied to this. These fools have also profited off this shit here. It was so much garbage, so much nonsense. I hate to even fly now. Not because I'm afraid of flying. It's just the bullshit you got to go through to get onto the fucking plane. It's nonsense. And I can't go ahead and ignore some lines I heard. The biggest line I was hearing to justify this whole shit, going to wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, been there all this time, you know, just nonsense. It's all for money. But George Bush said, hey, they hate us for our freedoms. I just feel you need to come up with a better answer than that, homie. You need to come up with something better to say than that. Because that just don't fly with me. You need to show me some real proof. I don't even recall going here and Osama bin Laden said he did anything. But it seems amazing to me how individuals that the U.S. are enemies with, but one time they were once friends with. You should question any of these individuals that are supposedly politicians. It's all for money. I'm going to take a chance. Let me go ahead and do this real quick. How you doing? Your line is open.
Hi. Yeah, my name's Tyrone, like I previously said. I just wanted to say that as you were talking, I also agree with the fact that the airlines, it's just ridiculous on what you have to go through with the whole, like, body scan thing, too, now.
Yeah.
And I also just wanted to say that I completely agree with you with that 9/11 was an inside job. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
It don't make no sense. And if you look at it, if you got a real decent head on your shoulders, you go ahead and question it. But the individuals telling you that this is what happened, go ahead and look how much they profited from this whole thing. Look at how much they profited from this whole thing, and got the whole planet scared and all messed up. And I had read an article about the wars that the U.S. is involved in that you know about. And there's still a bunch of wars that you don't know about. You don't know about a bunch of people that they're still at war with. Technically, they're still at war with the American Indians. So, you know, you got to question what these fools are saying. And they've gotten so many people to sign on to it. And they got so many people to sign into this lie basically by intimidation. You don't sign on to what we're saying here. We got ways to get you. All this stuff was done by bigger corporations, not by the U.S. So it's all a bunch of bullshit. You got anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I completely agree. I really think it was an inside job, Dumbo.
I'm sorry. We got a little cut off. I just want to say that I think it was an inside job done by niggers.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. That's why I said I was going to take a chance. Get them every now and then. But anyway, good thing it wasn't a bunch of them because I know how to deal with them. But the whole thing is like this. We got people out here who want to go ahead and play games like that instead of dealing with reality and what's really going on out here. Okay? We can't go ahead and I don't let them sidetrack me, but it's a lot of stuff that's going on out here that these morons don't seem to go ahead and realize it's affecting you too, stupid ass white boy. That shit don't make no sense. Back to what I was doing. I said I'd play a little music. I'm going to go ahead and play a little one of my friend's instrumentals real quick.
I can't be beat. I got the ground beneath my feet. I go against the grain every day to just make ends meet. I've been cursed with the will to succeed, so let's believe that I won't die on my knees. I can't be beat. I got the ground beneath my feet. I go against the grain every day to just make ends meet. I've been cursed with the will to succeed, so let's believe that I won't die on my knees. Check it. Still in a rat race, stuck in a paper chase, trying to find a righteous path that leads to heaven's gate. But it must be a test of fate, cause they got me taxed, paying the devil straight. With interest that goes beyond the scene, they line their pockets with your hopes and dreams. I scream, but not for ice cream. I'm having nightmares and no cares, and even hard ass terror. Fuck the sheriff, we need divine like marriage in heaven and earth, so can see what they're worth beyond the green god that they idly worship. They get the status and purpose without service. Over worthless note, her son's list his mother's dope for dope. My heart line of smoke up. Damn, I'm choker, cause my homie like gammed away all his cash. Trick off with bitches just to get some ass. And he looking at me hungry cause them bills don't pass. Bookie on his way, he got to come up fast. So I guess he's thinking that I'm as big as payday. Mayday, mayday, there's a street melee. One soul has departed away as the body's death and decay. It's such a strange game to play. You can win the field defeat, but me, I can't be beat. I got the ground beneath my feet. I go against the grain every day that doesn't against me. I've been cursed with the will to succeed, so best believe that I won't die on my knees. I can't be beat. I got the ground beneath my feet. I go against the grain every day to just make ends meet. I've been cursed.
Will you hear me say no? Without any apology, it's no good to stay in a white man country too long. It's no good to stay in a white man country too long. It's no good to stay in a white man country too long. In the 50s, my mother, sister, run go England. Now them gone America, them turn American. It's no good to stay in a white man country too long. It's no good to stay in a white man country too long. So you left Clarendon and go a Brixton, and you check the things cool in a Liverpool. But Enoch Powell didn't know that things would get a blow. It's no good to stay in a white man country too long. It's no good to stay in a white man country too long. And I listen to the news, I get confused. A black man shine, the Ku Klux Klan. It's no good to stay in a white man country too long. It's no good to stay in a white man country too long. If you're white, it's alright. If you're brown, stick around. If you're black, get back. Are you better? Attack. It's no good to stay in a white man country too long. It's no good to stay in a white man country too long. Now the fire have a burn, the blood have a run. At time Big Ben really tumbled down. And see that I say, him have a burn a chalice. But me say, him should have burned down the palace. It's no good to stay in a white man country too long. It's no good to stay in a white man country too long. Hear why? When you're there, you say, hey sir. When you go there, you say, a cup of tea please. no good. Rastafari, no. It's no good to stay in a white man country too long. When you there, you say, hey, sir. When you go there, you say, hey, mate, it's getting late. It's no good to stay in a white man country too long. It's no good to stay in a white man country too long. Now them shoot Regan, them shoot the Pope, them shoot after the Queen, and you take it to a door. It's no good to stay in a white man country too long. It's no good to stay in a white man country too long. It's no good to stay in a white man country too long. Blacks in England, what is your plan? Blacks in England, take the time. Skinhead them now, check them crime. Blacks in England, find your land. Cause it's no good to stay in a white man country too long. Yes.
Yes, welcome back to the Chef Rob Show. Like I said, 9/11 is a day of lies. I said something the other day talking about the, it was Patriots Day. Patriots Day. I'm trying to figure out how the hell you tie this into Patriots Day. You can rename that. And, but where I saw it was more disturbing. So I saw it outside of daycare. And a bunch of kids that had been painted a bunch of stuff. I know these kids weren't even born then. A bunch of 5-6-year-olds and stuff like that. But they're rewriting history and everything. These people good for that. And they don't seem to go ahead and want to go ahead and recant any of their lies. Want to keep on telling lies. I'm still trying to figure out what they're doing in Afghanistan. All that hardware they got over there, why is so much heroin still getting in the U.S.? Why is heroin still such, just making so much money in the U.S.? I don't understand. How is it getting into the U.K.? That don't make no sense to me. So, the whole thing was done up for money to get people fear. Because America, to me, I think in America, most of my life, this country's full of a fucking bunch of idiots and morons. And I can go ahead and scare the shit out of you, and you do just about anything. This place is built on lies and fear and nonsense. And ain't nobody still want to confront that stuff, man. I was looking at all the people crying and everything that day. I can deal with some of that because if I lost somebody, well, in that kind of way, I'd be upset. Hell, I lost my mom here recently. It still bothers me. Ain't getting over that. I ain't dealing with that too well some days. But the way they go in here and portraying and putting it out there, you got people who are like, I hate Arabs and all the people that went out of attacking individuals on the street and stuff like that. People running around here attacking Indians, calling them Arabs and stuff, man. That shit's amazing. It shows you how ignorant a lot of people are around here. No facts, no nothing. Just go ahead and listen to what their government tell them. Don't question it. And the U.S. has been notorious for attacking their own. This ain't the first damn time. You're going to find out a little bit later on. Give it about another maybe 30 years probably. I hope it don't go that long. But it's going to be a few more years before you find out the truth about that day. Because most of the key players are going to be dead then. They're going to wait till all of them dead to tell you what really happened that day. Tell you what really went on. See, The plane that hit the Pentagon should have left skid marks. I mean, if you go ahead, get some pictures, you look at it, see, there ain't no way possible a thing go ahead and go through all them telephone poles and knock, then didn't knock down any. Hits the building and just disintegrates. You don't even see the tail of the plane. You know, then they don't pull out nothing. And then it wasn't burning a lot. Because that, I think it's JP4, Jet Propulsion Fuel Formula number 4 and number 5, burns at about 35,000 BTUs. Your stove burns at about 28,000 BTUs. That stuff burns a lot hotter. So it should have pretty much melted a whole lot of that stuff over there. But when you look at the pictures, you see that, hey, look, it's stuff that's still there. It ain't singed at all. Again, somebody fed you a bunch of fucking lies. People just went along with it. I'll be right back.
when the sun goes down, I say a prayer for you. You don't have to question heaven's love for you. Baby, reach for me. I'll hold out my hand for you.
Show me host Chef Rob here at Blog Talk Radio. You know, something else that just bugs me, too, is when I looked at the day when they were interviewing those guys that was in the World Trade Center, the firefighters, and one of the things that was being said is those guys said, hey, they heard explosions. So, you know, they heard explosions, so... There was no, you know, a lot of that stuff been edited out. You can go ahead and find some of that stuff, find a lot of information on that day. Still, I'm going to go ahead and have people say, hey, look, you're crazy. Something wrong with you. You ain't crazy. Go ahead, look for yourself, and go ahead and put it together. It was Building 7. Building that was a little bit far away from the debris. Maybe a few rocks hit the top of it, but that shouldn't have brought down a building. That don't make no sense. Where the people to go here? Where are all these people at, man? They're supposed to be going and questioning this, looking at this thing here, and trying to hold the government accountable. But it turns out the guy who owned Building 7, you know, he took out a heavy insurance policy on that building just before the building went down. More information that you don't hear nothing about. There's just too many people out here still feeding into this day. And the thing that makes me so sick is that little line I saw the other day. And it's still posted up there at the preschool. Well, this is, you know, Patriots Day. Ain't shit patriotic about that. The heads need to roll. People need to go to jail. But that ain't going to happen. This is America. You can keep on lying and lying and lying. As long as you got money, you ain't really going to jail. Especially if you're white in this country. But it's sad. It's real sad. Yeah, check this out.
Audio check 1, 2, 3. All the subject respect to my life, Boji Bans and the old so much of the place.
Well, he's got my cool sounds like a bit of the stone down. I Boji Bans and Chick alone. Yeah, I get used to me.
Tell me, say you have something to tell me. No, you see me right now, please tell me. You can't deny my love. You can't deny my love. Sexy Aitania, come sing for me.
No man of honesty. Someone's gotta say to leave tonight. Is it gonna be?
Make sure.
I'm gonna sit right here and tell you what comes to me.
Yeah.
tonight, honey. Baby, tonight of the night, everything up is sealed up. My love is like work hard, we want to heal up. Tell me how you feel about me, how the deal up. Me stand up on my 2 foot, them in the heel up. You are acting like so you're heartless. My love is pure and careless. You tell me to your next man, where are the box? So what the hell you want with Charlie Black? Please tell me.
Government confiscated the video cameras. Cameras that were headed, they were aimed at the Pentagon. There's so many cameras around there. You don't see not one. You didn't see not one. You still won't see another angle, another camera angle of that plane supposedly hitting the Pentagon. U.S. has also done things like this to go ahead and create wars. Been killing people around the planet just for money. The U.S. military is the not the world's police, but the world security guards for big corporations. I saw something on the Spanish-American War where that was just basically done by the newspapers. Selling bullets versus selling beans is more profitable. You don't have a lot of people want to go ahead and really sell beans. Ain't no money in it. Weapons, selling destruction. They always talk about, you know, the weapons of mass destruction. But the U.S. is notorious for selling weapons. Love going ahead and selling stuff to go ahead and kill. They help finance a lot of stuff. Cash, top of cash, big cash. Nobody really want to question that. And when you question it, they want to go ahead and tell you you're unpatriotic. Label you as a traitor, so to speak. You hate America. Oh, motherfucker, I'm just telling the truth. People don't like to hear the truth. Lies on top of lies. More and more lies. One thing I did notice is all of those individuals coming out and for the 9/11 memorial services, and they getting shorter and shorter. It's gonna be a holiday soon. It's gonna be a holiday real soon. Hell, firefighters, a lot of those people who involved the rescue teams and all the other stuff, these people didn't even, these people were, today, a lot of the ones that's around today, they still struggling with the effects of going into the, going to go ahead and come to the aid of what happened, and they don't even want to go ahead and help these people out. They don't want to help, still help cover some of their medical costs. A lot of individuals who participated in these wars, veterans, coming back with all kinds of injuries. Some that don't come back, they being treated like crap. I'm going to deal with that in a minute because I was talking to a bunch of vets today and it was just shocking when I was hearing about some of these other guys coming back. And all this stuff was done for money. How many people went over there? How many, if you were a contractor and you went over there because of this lie, you made out. The U.S. serviceman, he probably made about a good $3,000 or $4,000, maybe $5,000 a month. Maybe even more than that. I didn't say 10. But you got these contractors over there, these hired killers, these mercenaries. There was no, they had no restraints. Almost, they could do almost anything. Still doing stuff. These guys over there were making a lot more. Still making a lot of money. I never, you never really get a clear-cut definition of who the terrorists are. It's the terrorists, the terrorists. So this lie, this war against terrorism, gonna go on for a long time. This is only the beginning. It looks like that war on drugs, which they ain't never gonna win. They'll never win that war. Shouldn't go ahead and call it a war anyway. You just let things just go ahead and ride and be how they are. That's why you got a lot of states, a lot of people realizing that, hey, look, you know, legalize marijuana. It's some ridiculous stuff. Anyway. So pay attention to what these individuals tell you, these politicians. They got hidden agendas. A lot of insider trading with them. A lot of these guys know. And I can't understand how, you know, you can't go ahead and get the information on that stuff. A lot of it's classified. I don't understand that. Because that one line is that the government is ran by the people for the people or whatever the other lie is. But I don't see it. Hell no, I don't see it. Be right back.
Brothers and sisters. We're going to have church tonight. And tonight, this speaker is Reverend Ruben Johnson.
My mom, so sit down.
mind, relax and chill. And if you don't smoke weed, then shit, I got some pills. What you need, girl, a fucking refill, a fat bag of weed and some Happy Meals. Nah, baby, I don't smoke no ports, only fat bags of weed in this escort. TJ Drake, dangerous mind, just like Coolio. Only church I know is Snoop Dogg Studio. White House raps, blow it in my lap. Grab the Hennessy, get the ass attacked. I'm glad that I didn't move down south. Take care of my kids, be the man of the house. Orange mushrooms and yellow stars. Fat bags of Beatles in mason jars. Get in the lap, come on, jump in. Bring a bottle of gin and two of your freaky friends. Oh, fuck it, let's go to see the point. Bring your son along, shit, he can hit the joint. Cause rapping is a four-time job. All I want is smoke weed and praise God, yeah.
I wake up praising God. And we're sitting over here at 1650 Coney. And ladies and gentlemen, come and praise God with us. Pretty great. Baptist, Catholic, Jehovah's Witness, Tabernacle. Yeah. Come praise God. Yeah. Services Sunday at 4:20.
How many clergy came out, you know, hey, this is in God's hands, and this is God's hands, and all this other shit. Why didn't you go ahead and get together as a group and question the government more about telling this lie? Why didn't you go ahead and question them about, hey, what really, really happened? But you got the news media, which is supposed to be independent, but, you know, they all government sanctioned. They all run by the government because you wouldn't, the government control all that. Everything is all ran by the government. The government's controlled by big corporations. So big corporations is covering a whole lot of shit. And that's what I really feel that this 9/11 lie was all about. Kind of corporate shit. A lot of individuals, a lot of millionaires popped up after this, believe it or not. I'm going to do a part two of this, show you how many millionaires popped up. I'm going to go hit a little bit real hard in this, extensively. How many fucking millionaires popped up? How many companies got richer? Get that whole housing crisis thing, that all that other, that nonsense, that was actually a distraction to get even more money. Got some stuff dealing with that. Oh, yeah, I got a beautiful video. Next show I'm going to show you a little bit more. We're going to talk a little bit more about the banking system and how that ties into this whole thing. So, over the next week, I'm going to be doing shows dealing with that. Let people know it's all fake, all smoke and mirrors. nobody saying shit. These were some gangsters. Check this out.
Hey, love. I see my mama buying a ready cousin on the sunlight. It was the best to see the keys for from a rise on. Oh, I see it every day. Right before my eyes. Another road boy gets saved from another gunplay. Oh. And it's the teaching that he provides. It's laying on so much lies. But still, steep naked fools gonna go their way. There is some rude boys hanging in the alley. And if you pass them, they say you're lucky. The trigger happy one of proven skills. They give him Joe Quick, we kill. Gangsters are living high. Like they wanna touch the sky. And they don't care if another man leave or another man die. Gangsta life, don't bother leave it. Gangsta life, don't bother leave it. But this is like a ginger clothes, I know everyone is seeing it. Gangsta life, don't bother leave it. Gangsta life, don't bother leave it. Keep to got his life, but some men don't respect him. That's not what we want for the younger generation. But you have a one on your jigger happy. And a one like you a John Daddy. Wanna chuck you on a bossy. Don't you brother in a dopey. But take the life, don't bother leave it. Take the life, don't bother leave it. That body is like a sister clothes and anybody sees it.
Drowned out by nonsense. Bullshit. You're not patriotic if you don't go ahead and support what's going on. I say, hell no, motherfucker. Where my money going? Give me my money back because that ain't what I signed on for. Go ahead and let me know where that cash went. Show me where all that money went. These people was calling for all these wars and stuff. They should have been sending their kids, or they should have went and fought these wars themselves. I mean, still in Afghanistan? Bombing mud huts? Shit don't make no damn sense to me. Oh, hey. Greetings, brother.
Hello?
How you doing? Hello?
What's up with you, bro?
How you doing, brother?
What's good with you, man?
Tell me, man. Tell me.
Nah, I just got home. I tuned in on you.
I'm glad, brother. I'm glad, man. You know, hey, my thing was this. My show was, hey, look, 9/11. You know, that day was a big fat-ass lie, in my opinion. What you think?
Same in my opinion. They can't even, man. They can't even, like.
Hey, hold on. You're going to need to turn your radio, your computer down a little bit.
Turn my computer down?
Yeah, because I hear the echoes.
All right, hold up.
Turn my computer down? Yeah, because I hear the echoes.
All right, how about now? Right, hold up. Is that too loud?
You need to turn it down a little bit. Yeah, turn it down a little bit. Yeah, we'll be good now. Now, go on there, explain how you feel, brother.
How I feel about 9/11?
Yeah.
You really want to know, man? I think it's some bull crap. I mean, if you look at the 9/11 discoveries or even the little documentaries that they've been doing, they can't even explain how some buildings went down. They can't even explain even how the Pentagon even got hit. Everything supposedly disintegrated, but even if you look at the building, when it went down in a structured way. So that shows that was planned. Because if a plane hits a building, it should have just crumbled the fuck down. That shit went down in a structured way. So, therefore, there was already certain things implemented before that. And that was only to get people's emotions aroused. So, therefore, they could pass the Patriot Act, which they did. And it was all emotional. So, therefore, I mean, I don't know. I'm not really a patriot at that point because I know that the government did what they did to impose certain things on the people. So, I mean, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what you really want me to say. Like I said, this is my first time tuning in on you. I mean, I've been listening to you for a minute, but this is my first time calling in, so.
But that's a good point, though, you know, and that's exactly what I was trying to say in so many words. I was expecting a couple of other brothers to call in. So, but they sent me some messages saying they had some issues. But, you know, that's a good point, man. And remember I showed you that thing about that little sign from the daycare?
Yeah, I peeped that. And that's funny because it's like they're trying to push patriotism, but they don't want to push realism. And realism is, man, when you go off the facts. And the facts is that these guys was from Saudi Arabia, but yet they went into Iraq. Why are you going to Iraq when there was no Iraqis on the plane and they was all from Saudi Arabia? Why ain't you going to Saudi Arabia? You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't cooked up, but they can't even still explain to this day why that third building went down without a plane crashing into it. It just went down. How a third building gonna go down? And this
building was heavily insured by that one cat. And what happened? Something else that happened was he took out a few weeks or maybe a month. It was a short amount of time. He took out a heavy insurance policy on that building. He increased the amount of coverage on that building.
Proof is in the pudding. You gotta always follow the money, man. You always got to follow the money and where people are really doing what they're doing. But that 9/11, the government did that. And they trained these cats. They actually trained these cats to fly the way that they did. Man, it's, I don't know. I mean,
see, it's
when
like
you really
this.
Look at it and when you really sit down with the facts, not what you see on TV, but with the facts, you look at the building, how that went down. That's one thing. That's proven and putting in itself because a controlled demolition shows that a building will go straight down. Now, just from a crash, the building should have been everywhere. That didn't happen in this case. And you can see explosions happening when the building's going down. And they prove this on the 9/11 thing. And you can check this out on Facebook. You can check it out on YouTube. You can check it out even with the, there's a book. Even with, I forgot, they had a 9/11, what did they call it? They had a 9/11, Case in Point or something like that. I may be wrong on that, but when they investigated it, and when they investigated, they was like, well, how is this even possible? And even the structural engineer came on and said, well, this building was made to take a hit from a plane. So there's no way that that building should have went down the way that it went down. But when you look at it, it goes down like a structured demolition. And you can compare that to any structured demolition. Now, when you compare it to just something that just happens, the shit's all over the place. This didn't happen in this case. Like I said, two buildings went down, and then, like I said, a third building went down that it didn't even get hit. Now, why is third building going to go down that it didn't even get hit?
Let me show you something else. Early on, when they interviewed these firefighters, these guys was inside the building. They said, "Hey, look, they heard explosions. They were saying boom, 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 boom. We kept hearing it." But you don't see nothing else about them cats either. But also,
no, they silenced a lot of stuff. They silenced a lot of stuff, and they did that purposely.
Here's something else. You know, the thing that hit the Pentagon, you know, they were saying it was a plane.
Right.
You know, it left a little bitty hole, and there's a big old plane that was supposed to went through that hole. You don't see nothing left of the plane. And nobody really wants to question that thing. And then there's a hole in the ground in Pennsylvania, and I remember the aerial shots just showed some burnt dirt. I've been in plane crashes, man. I've seen planes hit the water.
Mm-hmm.
And you see something left of them planes, even the planes that hit the water.
No, even shit. Anybody. No, go ahead. I'm sorry, bro.
No, you don't see shit from this other stuff.
Anybody that's been in the military and done flown on a plane. And don't seem like anybody that even been in any type of war campaign knows how a plane crashes, knows how, you know what I'm saying, how a building goes down or anything like that. Now, it is impossible. It is logically impossible, hypothetically impossible for a 747 to drive that low and slam into the Pentagon and then disintegrate. The black box should be left over.
It didn't even touch the ground. Look at it. Think about it. It didn't even hit the ground. And the hole is at ground level.
And then they confiscate all the tapes that's, you know, from the cameras that picked up what actually really happened. That's the problem that I really have. Because if that's the case, you should have proof of this incident. You don't have any proof of this incident just saying that, oh, well, this is what happened. That's a no-go, man. That's a no-go. Ain't nobody believing that, and nobody should believe in that, but people looking at it because actually there was some lives that actually took it. But the reality of it all is that, okay, well, how did this possibly happen without you really knowing? And then you knew that day that there was this training exercise going on, and you knew that day, you know what I'm saying, nobody can fly in the air without it being known. I don't care if you got a private jet, a little commercial jet, or whatever you got to report in. So you know, and air traffic controllers know where every plane is going in the sky because they got to make sure they don't run into another plane. So you're going to tell me you don't know that this plane is going in that direction? Come on, man.
If you look at Pearl Harbor, right, they sent a whole lot of ships out. At Pearl Harbor, they knew there were some people who knew the Japanese was already threatening them and saying they was coming.
Yeah. they definitely knew.
They knew what was going on. Individuals knew that was going on, but there were some people who wanted to go to war with Japan anyway.
Right.
So and it happened, and when the stuff I saw. Said it happened. See, that's why I said the truth's going to come out about another 20, 30 years from now, maybe 40, 50. The truth is out now,
but it's not a lot of people paying attention to it because they caught up in the emotional thing. Caught up in the thing like, okay, well, it's all about patriotism. This person died, that person died, da, da, da. You know, but when you really go down and research the facts, you go through the Red Cross thing, you go through, like the Red Cross took in $450 million. And they only give out $5 million and say they're going to keep the rest? for a new system, but
right.
your system wasn't working then, well, how the hell is it going to work now? And that was supposed to be to the families of them people that died, an actual thing. I mean, it's a lot of...
The whole thing was done for money. And I got a list, right? I'm going to do another show on this. Because I got a list, which it's going to take some time to go through it. Because you go ahead and look at how many people, how many millionaires were created associated to that day.
Yeah. Even when you look at the defense funds, when you look at who really actually banked off that, when you follow the money, that's when you see the reality of it all. Because that's when you see, okay, well, this defense group profited off of that. They profited off of that. But none of the people profited off of that. And that's the damn problem. Because the people ain't profiting. It's all these businesses like Halliburton or what's that other defense company. Anybody that got a defense contract with the government profited off of that.
Exactly.
And they profited off of it real heavy. And then
Wait, hold on. And if you had stock in the company, your money grew a whole lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See,
That was a justification for them to institute new laws. That's where that Patriot comes from, because that's what made them, because everybody was on this emotional high. Oh, they attacked us. Oh, they attacked us. All the people that went in on it, like certain senators or certain, you know, certain Democrats, certain Republicans who went in on it, they looked at it like, okay, well, they attacked us. I'm emotional now. I ain't even looked at the facts. I ain't even really did a real investigation. All I know is we got attacked and people died. So, therefore, I'm going to pass this law to take away the rights from the citizens. And that was the BS in the whole thing.
You know why they want to take away the rights from the citizens? So they can be like, okay, we're going to protect you in the name of terrorism, protect you from terrorists and all that other shit. That's so you don't go ahead and get to snooping around and find out what they were doing.
Yeah. But
so they can go ahead and target you
and
life over.
And you got to really look at what terrorism is. Terrorism is just a military act. You know, anybody can do terrorism. It's not a terrorism is not a group, or it's not a group of people. It's not even an individual. It's something that they use to, you know what I'm saying, put in fear into people. But anybody can do that. Like gangbangers can do that, or people at your store can do that, or whatever. That's just something to act. We fighting terrorism, meaning we fighting some ghost ass shit, because that's an act that people do. It's not a group. It's not a, like a military or anything that's just a terrorist thing. This is something shit that they made up, and it's obvious. Because how can you possibly fight against terrorists when you don't know what the fuck they're really going to do? Who knows
right.
when a terrorist act is really going to go down? How can you really prepare for that? When they had us at DEFCON level 1, 2, 3, and 4, who the fuck knew that really... I mean, if I'm going to do some shit, meaning that if I'm going to go out and bomb something, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to call the media and like, look, guess what? I'm going to bomb your house today. That's, I mean, you got to really look at it on a simple level. That was some planned shit. And not only was it some planned shit, it was something that they instituted. The ends had to justify the means. And the way that the ends justify the means is that, okay, we're going to have some casualties. Not only we're going to have some casualties, but guess what? In the process of this whole thing, we're going to pass certain laws. And they gonna go for it because Congress went with it. When nobody even read the Patriot Act, they say, okay, we gonna agree with it because this is what happened to us. So therefore, it ain't gonna happen again. But if you really actually read the Patriot Act, it took so many rights away from the natural citizens that live in this country. It didn't have anything to do with the people outside that was supposedly doing the harm. Because like I said, the cats that was frying the pans was Arabians. We never went into Saudi Arabia. We went into
right.
Afghanistan. We went into Iraq. None of these people, Iraq didn't attack us, never attacked us. Afghanistan never attacked us. But yet, that's where we went and bombed at. How does that really make sense? These people ain't the ones that are attacking you, but yet you're going to bomb them. And not only that, you got to really look at it like, and the whole of it all is like, okay, well, if these people never did this, why are we truly attacking them? Why are we ain't going after Saudi Arabia, which these people come from, which I supposedly Al-Qaeda comes from? We going after all these other people that ain't got shit to do with it, supposedly because they house terrorists. But we house terrorists right here. See, look at Timothy McVeigh. He got off of killing them people. See, that little shorty that killed the other day, the cat that killed all them people in Oklahoma. I mean, you really got to look at this shit and be like, man, come on now. How you going to keep blowing this to us and we accepting it because a lot of people don't do research? And not only research, but they don't even use common sense. They really even think about, okay, well, Arabia did this, but we're not going to Arabia. We going to Iraq.
You know, so many people are so set on, hey, look, man, the government told me this. And it kills me that, hey, look, you know, they want to listen to their politicians. Like you know, like right now, you know, if you consider yourself a Republican or conservative type, you're going to listen to your people. If you consider yourself a Democrat, a liberal type, you're going to listen to your people.
For me,
they ain't never meant us no fucking good, either side.
No.
They've both been harmful to both of us. So, right now, you know, the people that was in charge, Republican types.
Yeah.
You had more people going to go ahead and jump on board with them, and they got this big thing out here about, you know, hey, Republicans will take care of you and protect you. That didn't turn out to be the case. All they did was just go ahead and rob your motherfucking ass.
Not only rob you of money and rob you of your goddamn rights that you think that you're supposed to have. Shit, that's the crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? Not only did they rob you of your money, they robbed you of rights at the same time.
Look how many people still ain't figured it out because they listen to these right wing conservative types, and you still got, you know, you still got MSNBC and the left wing lunatics. They still go ahead and saying September 11th. You don't need to protect ourselves from terrorists. You know, that just kills me how you can go ahead and listen to these fools. That's why I go ahead and say neither one of these, even both sides, left, right, they ain't never been up to no goddamn good, but they still the blame for this whole fucking problem. They both sides of the whole fucking problem, and none of them want to go ahead and really stand up and say, okay, well, you know, this was wrong. And if you go ahead and you confront them, especially if you confront them in public, they got somebody trying to arrest your ass.
Oh, yeah. That is true. I know that firsthand. Just like I was telling about my experience when I got shot on the street. And I'm a victim of crime. Now, here it is, Roland Burroughs, crime victims president. And I meet him head on. And he telling me, well, you know, you got to be old enough to vote and all this. But I'm like, dude, you have a program set where people who get shot on the street are supposed to get taken care of, meaning their medical bills, meaning whatever it is needs for them to get back into society and be prosperous. That's what crime victims is about. However, I met this dude, and he told me this. Now, the person he referred me to, I called. Did they help me? Hell no. Didn't give me shit. And like I said, I've been a victim of street crime on Chicago Street. Did I get help from the police? Hell no. All they told me, well, they chalk it up. And I'm sitting here like, okay, well, wait a minute. You have this program, and this is what your program says it does. Now I'm asking you to do that, and you telling me you can't do that? And then you telling me to bring my mom in when I'm telling you already I'm a registered voter. I'm old enough to vote. Not only am I old enough to vote, you know what I'm saying, but, dude, I voted for you at one point in time. Now you telling me this shit and I ain't getting no help? Come on, man. Get the fuck out of here. But you probably
supposed
to represent me.
Let me tell you something else about that, how they got the money. They got the money it was a grant, plus they got donations, and they did some other little shit, and they got money. They also confiscated individual shit. And some of the money put into that pot came from stuff they confiscated from drug dealers.
Yeah.
So I'm still trying to figure out, you know, and you, when you told me that, man, it was going through my mind like, you know, how the fuck did they not even go ahead and look at your shit? But you know yourself, you know what goes on. What the money's left over, they supposed to send it back. But these motherfuckers put it to siphon it off to some other shit and wind up putting some of the money in their pocket. That's what they do with all this.
They've been doing it. Just like even with Katrina. I mean, you can look at even everything that happened here. How much help have the people got that live here and supported the government here? And not that I'm anti-government or nothing like that, but I got to look at reality. And just like now, we want to fight somebody wars over in Syria or over in Iraq because these people supposedly doing this to that. But what have they done here? What have they done? Like, you can go back to the Tuskegee experiment. You give them brother syphilis. And they want to see how they go back. But yet, you know what I'm saying? You want to fight them for chemical wars that they use on their people, but you don't even want to look at the shit that you did here.
Exactly.
And we in America, and one point that I really want to make is America has been the only one who has used an atomic bomb. But yeah, we want to tell everybody else they can't have one, but we the only one that historically has used one. When we bombed Japan.
They sent off, you know, some of these fucking weapons they use, some of these bombs they use, got nukes in them. Some of that shit they sending off, you ain't sending it off in fucking big doses like, you know, like the two they dropped in Japan. But you got shit, low doses that go ahead and fuck you up.
Right, even when they killed, supposedly when they killed Osama bin Laden. Now, we supposed to be a system of laws and bringing cats to justice. Even though this man supposedly did all this, I don't know nobody, and even you can take it on the street level, I don't know nobody who ever did some dirt going to admit it. But if you're supposed to take this man to justice, meaning that you're going to arrest this man, y'all straight up went over there and just killed him and threw him over the thing. What kind of justice is that? And not to say, you know what I'm saying, that was right or that was wrong, but I'm just like, if y'all do that to him, what y'all going to do to us here?
It's
you know
contrary to what they supposedly stand for.
Yeah. And, man, dude, they got more drones now than ever. More drones doing hits more than ever. But, yeah, you going after terrorists. But how do we really know that they terrorists except that the information that you're giving us? Because when you actually
going
do
after,
research.
You know, they're doing assassinations. What's this dude named Jeremy Scahill?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear some of the shit that he was saying?
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Scahill was talking about, and he's a journalist. Jeremy Scahill was look, some of these fucking drone strikes, they ain't doing up, they wiping out whole families, individuals, and they've been doing this shit the whole time they've been over there. Not just with the drones.
Yeah.
Got the U.S. going here.
They've been killing kids.
Yeah, they got this
kids.
Got this one opium producer. This guy going here picking opium, got pissed off at the other guy because he going here bringing in more opium. He produced more opium, so he go ahead and tell the U.S. government this guy is a terrorist, and they go ahead and fucking blow his whole family up. You know, and it's individuals who ratting on each other like that based on lies or some other shit. That's some of the stuff they're doing over there now. That's one of the reasons you go ahead, and they've been doing it, not now, but they've been doing it the whole time. That's one of the reasons you go ahead and you hear individuals, you'll hear some people go ahead and say, no, all they did was they wiped out a family. And then they call it a terrorist, and then they want to go ahead and say they investigated. And,
or like, remember what your boy Cat Williams said, what the fuck is an insurgent? Who the fuck is an insurgent? You know what I'm saying? I mean, think about it. What does insurgent mean? You know what I'm saying? Just because I don't follow what the fuck you saying, you're going to kill me? And that gives you justification because you label me an insurgent?
Right.
I mean, if that's the case, anybody that don't agree with American policy is an insurgent. And that means shit, you marked for death. You got to really think about the labels that they put on these motherfuckers, dude. That shit, I was like, man, when you sit back and really, you got to really do your research. And, I mean, I don't know who Hen is, but everybody has to really do their research. Just because they tell you a person is this way or that way, do your research on that person. Not only
exactly.
Do your research on that person, but you got to find out the facts. Because just because they passing these laws or just because we got this person in office or that person in office, you got to look at their policies, their foreign policies, and what they really, really fucking doing. Because in the end of it all, we getting fucked. Life ain't getting better for us. It's getting worse. Shit, there's a de-evolution going on. Because all this shit been here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know, bro. I came in, caught the show because I know you told me, and I just got home. I was like, let me call in. This is my first time calling in, but.
Glad you called, bro, because, hey, look, you putting out stuff because I was trying to keep it low, so it just don't come from me. So I want other people to go ahead and say, you know, let me know how you feel because I'm with you and I understand all that. I could have said all that, but if it's coming from me, it just seems like it's one-sided.
Nah, that Patriot shit is some bullshit because when you really look at what really happened on 9/11, you're like, damn. And even just a simple fact, like they said, supposedly them cats was Arab. Them cats Arab. Why are you going into Afghanistan? Why are you going into Iraq? And not that I'm saying, like, I'm trying to protect them, but I'm just looking at it like this. If, and you can put it on the street level, meaning if, okay, and if the BDs shot at the, say, the GDs, the BDs ain't going to go to the Stones and be like, okay, well, I'm going to kick war off with you. No, they're going to go to the motherfuckers that did that shit. And not to say that I'm, like, you know, trying to promote gang violence or anything like that, but I'm just saying, look at it on the level that you understand. And if you're living on the street level, you can put it like this. Okay, well, this is where we get into beef too. You know what I'm saying? Or this is why this person and them in beef. It ain't cause of somebody that ain't got shit to do with it and we want to take their turf. We want to take their turf. We going to go holler at them. That's what I'm saying. So the government on the same shit, but they just trying to promote this, what do they call it? Not a glamour image, but
the world's police bullshit.
Yeah, and they do it. And they do it through education.
Something else.
The
world police.
They do it through every institution they can.
And then that military industrial complex that dude was talking about years ago, that's something big because they the one really, really pushing for a lot of old bullshit, too.
Hey, guess what? You know, with the military complex bullshit, that happens in our schools today with special education. Because guess what? In certain schools, in certain areas, that's the kind of mentality it is. It's either an ex-cop, maybe a drill sergeant. It's something of authority over these kids that they feel they got problems when they put them through a boot camp situation. And they say, okay, well, because you act up in class, you might crack jokes, or because you ain't really following what I'm saying, I got to put you in special education. Even though you're probably smarter than these motherfuckers that's in regular education. But they put you in special education because you're not acting right. Your attitude out the box. And this
you
is where special education comes. Right, exactly. And this is how they get so much money off special education. That's why they do this purposely on certain kids in the education system. And if you think I'm bullshitting, check your stats. Not only check your stats, but look at it. How many of your kids been diagnosed with, okay, well, he's special. He got to be put back. Not only if he got to be put back, man, they do so much shit to fuck you up in the education system. And all I'm saying is, like, man, see, you got me started. You got me started. But if you really think about it, man, we got to teach our own kids. Not only do we have to teach our own kids, but, man, we got to really get a true understanding of what our history is. All this other shit. I mean, it's garbage. What we've been learning in school, we know ain't true now. Too much information out there. We know Columbus didn't discover America. There's people here. You know what I'm saying? You really got to think about the certain things that we've been taught and then know that they ain't the good. And if I got a kid, am I going to teach my kid that bullshit? So, I don't know, but getting back to the topic, man.
It goes back to that little. See, it's that indoctrination thing.
Yeah.
It's like that little sign I showed you. I was like, man, look at that. You know, Patriots Day. You know, it's the same thing. They indoctrinate these kids at an early age to go ahead and get them on some bullshit. If you don't go ahead and conform to that bullshit, you're a troublemaker.
Yeah.
You start seeing some stuff where your young kids ain't stupid. I mean, they start seeing some shit that ain't right. And then they're like, oh, fuck it. You can't get their attention. So they're like, look, I'm my attention out the window because y'all on some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And they recognize that shit early on. And then they want to go ahead and say your kids got, what is it, ADHD or ADD and all that other shit.
Yeah, that's the new shit. That's the new shit that they're treating. And guess what they're doing? They're starting the kid on drugs at an early age.
Because you can't have your ass going here growing up to be a little Malcolm in this motherfucker by the time you see him.
Nah.
You're a Newton by the time you're in sixth grade. You can't have that shit.
They don't want that.
Oh.
They don't want thinkers. If you really look at the education you got, They don't want you to think. They always wanted you to regurgitate some shit that they said in the past. And I mean, I'm just talking about from my own personal experience through the educational system. You know what I'm saying? So the thing that I learned, I guess, to get by or whatever, or to get a good grade, is how good that I can regurgitate what somebody else said. It's only few classes in the university that makes you think and come up with your own ideas to interpret situations. Because in actuality, that's what you really got to do. Use your own mind to interpret the situation that you're dealing with, because that helps you. And that message is special for you. But when you get on, well, certain shit is a certain way and it's got to be this way, you lose the point. You know, I mean, and I don't know, bro. Like I said, tonight, my first night, I wanted to call in and holler at you. I seen it. I was
man,
like, yeah, I got it. I had to come
that,
out.
Man. Come on, man. You spit you it know. Out there, man. That motherfucker know what you want.
But I mean, like,
I mean
when
back,
you think
you
about it.
You can't go ahead and just do this one time.
It's all gravy, man. It's a nice little release for me. But the main key to everything, I guess, people need to really realize is that we need to do research. And not only do research, but research our history, research ourselves, and get away from certain things that telling you how life should be. And interpreting situations for yourself, because everybody's situation is different. You know what I'm saying? Preacher man, I man, none of them cats can't tell you how to live your life, because they don't know your true experience. Only you know that. And when you get far from that, that's when you get lost. Or when you think it's in that box, and it's supposed to be this way because some cat wrote a book, and these cats never carried it. Come on, dude. You got to look at that shit. I mean, that's honestly, that was the rude awakening that I had, because I'm like, all right, you know, spiritual person. I'm thinking you need a book to guide your life, but then when you read the history, you're like, damn, these cats never carried this book. But yet, this book is written about them. But yeah, I'm supposed to follow these rules, and my man never followed these rules because he didn't carry the same book. That's some deep shit. And this is what such and such say. This is like what Bebe say about Leroy. How we know Bebe on the real shit? We don't. That's what I'm saying. And Leroy never wrote the book, but it's about Leroy? Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Change up the names and just look at it from a different way. You can't live by nobody else's life. When you do that, you get caught and you miss the whole joint. They got a little old saying, man. When you do what you're supposed to do, even though it ain't great or whatever it is, you never miss the point. But when you follow the next man's shit, however great it make you, you missing the point all the time. You don't see your true reality. You only see the next man's shit. And I don't know, man. But that was the true reality with me. I'm like, why do I have to be governed by shit like that? And
dude,
I didn't call it shit because
it
helps. I mean, it does help, but it only helps to a certain extent.
My thing is, okay, like, check this out. You know, educate, you know, you got to educate your kids and stuff, man. So, you know.
Right.
What would you go ahead and tell the kids about this day, about 9/11? What would you tell them about that day?
I tell them don't be fooled.
And break it down.
Always,
how
the same thing that I'm
on?
Saying now, the whole thing that I'm saying now, like, you always got to do your research. Just because this is what it seems on the surface don't mean that's the true reality. And never just make a decision in an emotional rage. And that's what I think Congress did back then, or the Senate, or whatever you want to call it, is that they passed the Patriot Act. And you see this, like half of them didn't even read it. It was just off emotions. So you can't never make true decisions off emotions. And that's what I tell a child at this stage. So learn how to control your emotions, because that makes you make wise decisions later on in life. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I think? I can't remember because I saw it briefly.
Mm-hmm.
But the dude who was instrumental in helping put the Patriot Act together, it wasn't even a politician.
Probably wasn't even a vet. Why you bullshit? You know, you gotta really think of the people and what they do to govern other people's lives. It's all for, to a certain extent, it's all for money, and it happens that way. we don't really look at it. All we look at is, okay, such and such gave, I did this, I helped this person out. These many people died. But then the true reality, when the shit is all over and the smoke clears, damn, I lost some rights. Shit, my phone being tapped. And I can't even, you know what I'm saying? I can't even bring charges against these motherfuckers for invading my privacy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you got to know what you lost. Certain people can't even vote in certain counties. Damn, that shit was like maybe 100 years ago, that Jim Crow bullshit. Wait a minute, I'm dealing with that shit still today? So that means somebody dropped the ball.
Well,
and not only
did
they drop the ball, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, hold on. Now, these guys, that Jim Crow shit was more than 100 years ago, but you got these guys wearing these black dresses. They said, well, hey, look, you don't need to put those things, you don't need to have that them laws no more because that kind of atmosphere don't exist no more.
Shit, look what's happening over the countries. Certain states are doing it. Florida, Ohio, look at their voting rights. How the states gonna make some shit over some federal stuff? You gotta really look at that. Okay, so they in conflict, but their conflict ain't publicized. Only thing they publicize is, okay, on the south side, some other shorty got shot today. Motherfuckers die all over the world. But, like we was talking one time, and I was telling you, I'm like, how the president gonna cry over these cats in Oklahoma when in Chicago? Dude, they dying every day. Right in this motherfucking neighborhood. Down the street from this neighborhood.
Hold on.
But you gonna grab
and I keep trying to go get stressed.
Come on, dude.
Keep trying to stress that. And it's the exact same point you just made about, hey, look, Obama was here, knew what was going on here. People criticizing me for that. People that came to my show, go ahead and talk to him privately. They didn't criticize me that. Criticize me of going ahead and making that point and telling me shit like, oh, well, he ain't the president of black folks. He's a president of all Americans. I mean, look, when are you going to ever get a president that's going to go ahead and deal with some of the black issues? This ain't special circumstances. No, they don't want to go ahead and deal with that. Obama walked these motherfucking streets, knew what was going on, been shot at.
Mm-hmm.
Woman, and he'd have been around her family, so I know goddamn well you done heard all the goddamn stories. And then on top of that, he was a community organizer, so I know you even heard more of the stories. And you can't go ahead and come back and go ahead and change this situation. And people go, somebody asked me, well, what is he supposed to do? George Bush looked out for his four buddies. These fuckers and all, he looked out for them, made sure that, hey, look, you ain't got to pay taxes. We don't want to do this. We're going to get you contracts and everything. No beer contracts and all that other shit. Obama, he walked these motherfucking streets. You can't do something for these people who buying the oil? What the fuck, man? What kind of shit is that?
Yeah.
That shit don't make no sense.
That's politics.
But you got people that's willing to get their lives and protect them and shut you down. I'm like, man, what the fuck? How you gonna deal with? How you gonna go ahead and explain that to these kids, mama? You ain't gonna see these people. You don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's for sure. You gotta really look at things, though, man. But it's so tripped out how we get caught up in the wrong thing. Thinking like, okay, well, this is first term. Now this is second term. But that's all he got. And regardless, all he got to do is say the word. And the whole black community is gonna roll with him. But he ain't saying the word. Not only he ain't saying the word, he ain't doing nothing for the work on that.
See,
level,
that's what
really
go ahead. And I tell people now, I say, Obama was like my last hope for America. You ain't got no president, period, that was ever going to go ahead and do something to go ahead and deal with the situation that's going on with black folks. And Obama, he knew what's going on. Just proved my point that motherfucker is doing the same thing other presidents done. That's U.S. policy, is to keep black people fucked up.
Eddie? You know what? He ain't said not one word about it. Not one word about it. Except when the Trayvon Martin case. Okay, you could have been Trayvon. So now, dude, all you got to do is say the word. You got people in tune with you from what you speak, what you say, what your actions is, and what you represent. Your old persona. You know what I'm saying? Got people captivated. All you got to do is say, this shit ain't right. And we can change it. And guess what? Motherfuckers will change it. Because now we got a leader that look like a supposedly be from the same streets we walk through. But is he saying that? No. Is he displaying that? Hell no. His interests ain't nothing for us. Because that shit, like I told you, when I worked for the fucking, when I did volunteer work, and with the, how the system was set up in that way, dude, it's, mm-mm. It wouldn't be going on. But you got a president, and that's what I'm saying. People voted for him and depended on that. And that's all they wanted. They looked at that as some Jesus complex. But what it truly showed was that it ain't that, not in politics. Politics ain't our problem, man. Social issues and cats need something to eat, cats need and general welfare. It's a much, it's a lot of land out here. It's a lot of stuff that we could be doing. But we choose not to, man. I don't know, man. Got to really look at things in a different light. You know?
But what?
People really got to do their research because that's what's important. You won't make emotional decisions once you do some research and you be like, well, damn. Just like there's a lot of misconceptions out there, especially with the welfare issues or whatever. People think more blacks on welfare, and that ain't true. You got to really look at certain stuff. They lie to you all the time.
I mean, how can, okay, a state like Iowa, which is 80-something percent white, okay, so, you know, and they got a lot of people on welfare in Iowa. I mean, all the blacks over there in Iowa in welfare. Idaho, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Utah. That's crazy.
All people got to do is just look at statistics. They ain't got to look at nothing else but statistics. They ain't even got to listen to me and you. On the real. If you look at stats, and you're like, okay, this is what they actually calculated, and this is what they displaying, there's a problem. And you guys have been lying for a long-ass time because your stats don't match what you say. You know what I'm saying? Just like it's bad for or any disease, if you think about it, when you listen to the radio, watching TV or whatever, any disease that come out, blacks got it bad. And that's not true. Everybody fucking disease. Ain't nobody exempt from that shit. But the thing that they do is propagated or promoted that blacks get fucked up. But when you look at real actual stats, it's more than enough, supposedly. And they're in the hospital more than we are.
But okay, it's more of them than us, but we ain't getting the treatment. Okay?
Mm-mm.
We ain't getting the treatment, so we're quicker to go ahead and be fucked up from it. Plus, from where I see it, we ain't going ahead and even eating right to go ahead and have your natural immune system fight the shit off.
No, but when you know better, you do better, and that's something that's been passed down for ancient times. You're supposed to know better. And now in this time, I hear where you're going, that's why I'm going to say this. I hear where you're going. And the only thing is, if you know better, you do better. So why depend on somebody that's feeding you something improper? You know what I'm saying? So if that's the case, yeah, we don't have to deal with that. But what you got to really look at is how to truly heal yourself. And how you heal yourself, you heal your mind first. And how you heal your mind, you let go a lot of
people. You spread them off?
I ain't that yet. I told you, when the circumstances push me that way, I'm right with you. The circumstances ain't push me that way. So, hey, you feel a lot to you.
See, but people don't know what we're talking about, see. People don't know what we're talking about. See, people don't know we work together and stuff. But it's like this. You know, I go in and I see certain plants and stuff out there, and I say, hey, look, those are edible. My man here be like, no, I ain't fucking with that. Maybe it could be squirrel piss on it or raccoon shit. But I ain't. So, and I be telling you, hey, fuck it, rinse it off, goddammit, and go ahead and munch on it. And I told you, hey, look, some of that shit out there, it tastes pretty good. I mean, you can go ahead and give you what you need to get yourself healed up. But we, you know, hey, when people know better, they do better. I agree with that 100%.
You know, and
they
going
know.
To all
and
levels, though, man.
But it's hard to go ahead and give people that kind of information because they've been going with bullshit for so long. And they take that bullshit as reality.
But you know what? Everybody got their pulling for you. Everybody.
Yeah.
Softer, motherfucker, or whatever. Because it's a lot of shit a motherfucker can take. But then mm-hmm. there's a point where he breaks. And as he breaks, he cool. Or after she breaks, they cool. But they got to break because that pressure get hot. So,
see,
I mean, it's only so long you can put bullshit in my face before I see true reality.
And see,
the
true
reality
that's
coming with research.
You got to go ahead. You got to go ahead and make them go ahead and not only get sick and tired, but you got to make them get sick and tired of getting sick and tired and sick and tired of getting pissed off and sick and tired of the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to go that way.
Yeah, but it's look what's going on. I mean, if you think about it, even our conversations or just in general, the attitude of certain people is like, damn, dude, it's getting hard. These motherfuckers protesting at McDonald's. They ain't getting the righteous pay. They ain't pumping
you know
that
what?
Shit up in the news, but this shit is happening. I mean,
wait,
it's
hold on,
happening.
Wait. This is what I was thinking. You know, all these places, when they start protesting a lot of these corporations and stuff, whether you know, unfair wage practices, unfair labor laws, and all the other shit out there, just protesting these different companies. A lot of these companies, you know, they picked up and pulled up shop and blamed on the union, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's these companies went to Mexico, to Asia. Ain't none of them went to Africa, so that kind of disturbed me. But they went to all these places for the cheaper labor. So is McDonald's gonna go ahead and say, hey, look, fuck it, we ain't opening more McDonald's in the U.S.? They kind of caught. You got to think about that for a minute. They gonna have to do something.
Shit, they ain't gonna give them that much. They might give them a little raise, I think, but it ain't gonna be satisfactory. Because, man, the price on our life is too deep. Dude, gas,
mm-hmm.
lights, shit. What other bill you motherfucker had to pay? Probably some child support. You got to pay some shit. I mean, like driving your car, that costs. Eating every fucking day, that costs. Everything costs. But you can eliminate some of that, though. That is real talk. You can eliminate some of that.
You know what? Let's back up to a little bit what my topic here, because the gas a little bit. How why is the gas going up? I mean, like they were supposed to went to Iraq, they were supposed to been going ahead and giving you a gluttony of shit. And why did the gas go up? Do you know?
I know they running that pipeline, but I know overseas they don't pay as much.
The gas shouldn't be like this. You know, all the like you're saying, the whole day of September 11th was one big fat ass lie, and other people got rich, and they want to get you to go ahead and feed into it. They created that Patriot Act to go ahead and shut you down, but they want to shut you down by going ahead and spying on you. So a lot of people didn't go ahead and their lives been affected by that shit. Then, you know, it's certain little things like the that no fly list and stuff like that, and they put you on that, list. They want to watch you if you're flying. What was his name? It's been a few people that have had on those lists, man. I think the one guy on, I think it was NBC, the black guy who lost all that weight.
Yeah,
he's on that list.
Talking about the weatherman, Al King.
A Roker. He was on that list. He was fucking him over on that list, man. And a few other individuals. See, the whole thing was one big fat-ass lie to go ahead and like you said, when they came up with that Patriot Act, that's to go ahead and keep you, to shut you down. That wasn't to go ahead and protect you, you know, from the outside. That's protect them from what's going on the inside.
Right. It just mellows you out. And that was the whole purpose of it.
All that mellow?
Well, that was
ahead,
take away
on. How can that be mellow? How can that be mellow?
Just keep going with the flow of things. You can be mellow that way because, the way they try to take you, they don't want you to think, man. No more. Don't want no thinkers.
Ain't no more thinkers,
man. They don't want that. You
can't
have
it.
Reality.
Can't have nobody go ahead and fuck it up my flow.
Yeah,
ready to go ahead and crush your ass. And they know everything about you. You can't move. You can't do nothing. I know. Look, I'm gonna say that. And I said you can't move. And I said to say this to say that. I moved to this place, and I know damn well I didn't get my phone number to certain fucking bill collectors and I didn't give them my goddamn address. How the fuck they send me a letter in the mail? And how the hell they know my damn address? I mean, they call the house. How many? How did they also call the house? I mean, how did they know my goddamn phone number? I don't get that. I think it's got a whole bunch of new. They got a bunch of new rules and laws. You need to be, but they doing that research for real. Can't pay attention to what these people doing. And a lot of it has to do with. A lot of it has to do with the Patriot Act. We ain't doing the research, man. We're just going ahead and taking things like, okay, well, that's just a way of life. Have to stop that old shit. But here, man, I played some of your music earlier, man. I wish you came back and you can go ahead and explain it, but a couple of them didn't come through, man. I couldn't get them downloaded. I want you to go ahead and explain that. But I want you to go ahead and give me some of your political stuff. You going to be able to do that?
What, you want a piece or something? You want me to recite something?
Hell yeah.
That one I recited to y'all early.
Yeah.
What's it called? It's called Lost.
Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Lost in a world of insanity. These fantasies confuses my reality. I'm treated with malice. See, do we know what's equality? Police, they follow me, invade my privacy. An exploited commodity, the dark majority versus the white minority system destroying we. Incarcerated souls, they want to be free, knowing goddamn well the 13th Amendment didn't abolish slavery. Not caught in the misconception, many lose sight of their direction. Need spiritual correction, look inside for the effect, son. That spells life, look inside for everything. Mind, body, and soul, harmony it can bring. And we sing a song that the ancestors brought us, lessons that taught us not to be swayed by men, but learn from our mistakes and truly comprehend, so we won't be lost in a world of insanity. And that's that piece, man.
That was nice, man. So you going to be able to come back, man?
Yeah, I'm going to be able to come back, man. Like I said,
you
I just...
You're
going
to be able to come back, man, because I've been trying to get you over here for weeks now.
Huh?
I've been trying to get you to come over here for weeks.
I got another something. I can drop a verse on you before I get out of here, though.
Go ahead, because I ain't got much time. Go ahead, brother.
All right. Caught up like a crucifix in a mix of fiction, where lies and corruption seem to be the healing prescription. This is a testament of your life. Dig into your intuition. Use your inner vision, because if you don't, they'll twist your vision. With a small incision inside your brain, they dissect the awareness without no pain. Now you walk around in vain, trying to live like reality shows, which only shows how good the game is to maintain over souls. Falsehood over soul. Falsehood is always sold, and truth is never told. So we carelessly believe and misconceive in the reality that's right before our eyes, gave our power away, and never really realized, yo, the signs and symbols for the conscious mind. See the writing on the wall? Ah, you're blind. That's that piece, bro.
Thanks, brother.
All
you
right,
get out
man.
Of here. In this right here, man. I'm glad you showed up. I'm going to go ahead and
right.
Send another you to go ahead and come through, hopefully tomorrow. What do you think?
All right, well, just hit me up, you know.
I
want to
go ahead
and
play some more
tomorrow,
of your music,
though,
man. I want to play some more of your stuff, so you get ready for that tomorrow.
All right, cool. I'm going to bring something new to you, too.
Okay, same time tomorrow, man. 9 o'clock. Be here.
All right. You take
all
it
right,
easy,
peace.
Man. Peace, bro.
Thanks for showing up, everybody.